This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is downplaying Wednesday night's historic House vote to impeach him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details from the White House.
Asked how it feels to be just the third president impeached in the House.
It doesn't feel like impeachment.
But it did happen.
And the president has been held accountable.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she and many others have a spring in their step. The president says they shouldn't.
It's a phony deal.
He spoke amid uncertainty about the next step. The Senate needs Pelosi to formally send it the impeachment articles for a trial to start, but she first wants to see how GOP Chief Mitch McConnell plans to run it. Both he and the president say Pelosi appears afraid after a shoddy impeachment process.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, seven U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are debating again Thursday, offering themselves to U.S. voters as an alternative in next year's election to President Donald Trump. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg lead the field. Cal State Long Beach political science professor Jason Whitehead said he expects Senator Warren to be more aggressive toward her rivals.
We've seen this before a little bit, her basically making the case for a more progressive, a more left-wing vision.
The one-time Democratic field of more than two dozen candidates has shrunk as several candidates have dropped out of the chase for the party's nomination. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former